From online learning, we turn now to higher education. It's certainly no secret these are especially challenging times for institutions of higher ed here in Michigan and nationally. Higher education funding has been drastically cut, tuition drastically higher. So where does this all end? And how have the universities and colleges contributed to that economic crunch they found themselves in? In the state and the national dialogue over the future of higher education, one of the important voices to be heard is that of my next guest. James Duderstadt is the former president of the University of Michigan. These days, he is serving on the recently announced National Academies Commission on the Future of the American Research University. James Duderstadt joins us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Well, thank you very much, Cindy.
Well, sir, why do you think it is that higher education has been such an easy target, if you will, for the budget cutters in Lansing and really in other states as well, as this is a national issue?
Well, it is indeed a national issue. And in fact, to take your initial statistics a little bit farther, over the entire country, we've seen the support of public higher education over the last decade cut by about 30%. Michigan, unfortunately, almost leads the pack because they've actually cut it over the last decade by 50%. In fact, we rank 47th in the nation in the change of our support of higher education over the last decade. To some degree, it's a consequence of a weak economy, but it's also a fact, it's also because of shifting public priorities. With aging populations, people are more concerned with support of health care. They're concerned about crime, so prisons in most states, and particularly in Michigan, are much more generously supported right now than higher education is. There are a series of other factors that have pushed higher education to the bottom of the list of priorities for public funding, and that's of great concern to states like Michigan. But I can also assure you from this National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine study that's been requested by Congress, It's of immense concern to the United States itself. These institutions do 60% of the research, basic research for the country. They produce 70% of the scientists, the engineers, the doctors, and other knowledge professionals. And the states have pushed them to the brink. They're at great risk right now. And the danger of that is it not only is crippling the capacity of many of these states to get prepared for the global knowledge-driven economy, but it's put the nation itself at great risk. It's affecting national prosperity. It's affecting issues of public health. And most significantly, it's beginning to affect national security.
Why have we come to place less value on higher education?
Well, I think there's a bit of misunderstanding. In reality, people are very concerned, obviously, about increasing costs of tuition. There is a certain belief that maybe universities are not efficient enough, they're not productive enough. Within the university, we see this very determined effort, and it's across all of Michigan's universities. There's still some things that tend to capture public attention. I think of the University of Michigan, for example, which has a very highly visible athletic program, and People see things like college coaches making, you know, several million dollars a year, or ticket prices, you know, with seat taxes and so forth, skyboxes going through the ceiling. These are big institutions, and you can point to things on the campuses, buildings which look perhaps a bit too exotic because a wealthy donor has demanded that in return for his commitment. But those really are very superficial to the functioning of these institutions. And so the problem is that this distortion of the reality doesn't make the case strongly enough that these institutions are under enormous pressure because of budget cuts. They're doing their very best to adapt to that. But sooner or later, those budget cuts, if not addressed, are going to cause long-term damage.
Does building that shiny rec center or letting our kids have sushi for dinner, does that say the right thing to not just to policymakers but also to taxpayers?
That's part of the problem. I mean, it's in the same way that you see a coach that makes $3 million a year and you ask, does that make sense? Much of that is because these institutions are trying to attract outstanding students, and they think that the marketplace requires that. I'm not convinced that it does, and the big concern of our National Academy panel is that those relatively small and tangential activities of the university have enormous impact on distorting public perception. And that's why we've challenged the institutions to pay attention to that, to pay attention to accurately portraying what's going on, what they're doing, those things that are pushing public perception in the wrong direction, they really have to come to grips with it and say, well, maybe we shouldn't be doing that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's part of the issue here. The other part of it, though, is that I don't think we've articulated well enough just how critical these institutions are, both to their states and to the nation. I mean, we live in a society right now in which human talent is the name of the game. The future of Michigan is going to depend more than anything else on the degree to which we invest in our people. It's people with talent, with drive, with skill, with entrepreneurship that are going to determine the future of this state. Okay, and while our roads may be falling away and we may have visions of a great Hollywood movie industry starting in Michigan, the reality is that we're underinvesting very seriously in our future right now, which is our people, not these other things.
James Duderstadt, it's a pleasure talking with you today on Stateside, and I hope we get to do it again.
Thank you very much, Cindy.
James Duderstadt is the former president of the University of Michigan.